Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. California Senator LaFonza Butler says the patchwork of state abortion restrictions passed in the wake of the Dobbs decision is not freedom. Butler spoke today at a Senate subcommittee hearing on abortion rights held in Arizona, examining how state bans have affected patients and providers. Butler framed the issue as a matter of freedom for future generations.
Research tells us that an additional 8,000 to 16,000 people will travel to my home state of California to seek abortion care each year as a consequence of the Dobbs ruling.
Doctors and advocates told the subcommittee that the hodgepodge of state laws has created fear and chaos and led to a health care desert and concerns about patient privacy being compromised. San Francisco School Board is set to vote tonight on a plan to cut hundreds of millions of dollars from the state from the budget over the next few years. The San Francisco Unified District is under pressure from state education officials after years of overspending and must submit a fiscal stabilization plan by July 1st under threat of a state takeover. The plan includes more than $100 million in budget cuts and adjustments for this fiscal year, and more than $113 million cuts in cuts for next year, and still more for the year after that. That means hundreds of positions are likely on the chopping block. The district is also expected to begin merging and closing some schools next year to adjust to declining enrollment. The board will hear an update on those plans at tonight's meeting. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.